In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight our lecture about the nature of God and how to present our truth, our belief in God. God is love. In God, the Trinity. How we believe in God as one being but three persons, and what are the problems facing our belief in one God and three persons. So this is the topic of tonight. First of all, you know, our Christian belief focus on the very simple verse of God is love. The simplest truth we believe in, God is love. And the easiest way to present our God, God is love. By proclaiming God is love, actually we do not mean that love is kind of a character, sifa. No. Love in our belief is a being. It's not a characteristic. First of all, let's discuss what others think. Is there a God? The first question, or the commonest question, is there a God? Because some people fail to believe in God. Nowadays, if you travel here and there, you can find that many believe that there is nothing called God. There is no God. That's simple. Why do you believe in God? Why you don't say that everything comes by itself? But also you can find many other people believe mistakenly about Him. So we can find people do not believe in the existence of God. Others may see God but in a distorted way, in an unusual way, against our truth. First of all, I want to tell you that the question about God is the single most important question that can ever be asked. This is the commonest question had been asked all the generations since early ages. And you know, this question and its answer will define the nature of man, the vision of man, the future of the civilization of this generation. It will affect everything. So the answer that we give to this question determines our present and our future. Simply, if you believe in God, so you have to have some relationship with God, so you will have some morals to follow, so you will be good and bad. But if you do not believe in God, there is no morals, there is no good and bad, you can do whatever you like, there are no rules, and you may think of yourself as any animal. So thinking this way will take you with the future into dark future. But thinking in yourself as God's image is very much different. It will take you up and up towards the God's image. So just answering the question, is there a God, will help us to live differently. Also, the question it gives or fails to give true meaning to our lives, and it shapes our identity. If there is no God, there is no meaning, there is no value. And if you think philosophically, in what's the meaning of whatever, what's the value of whatever, if you think of this life with no values, with no meanings, actually there is no life. As if you are destroying everything in our life. The values and the meanings stands always behind all good things, all the good future. Also, no man, no society, no civilization, no religion is greater than the idea of God. You know, you cannot get more than you wish to be. So, if the final image of God is very low, so you cannot be better than your God. You understand the meaning? And this is the problem of many other religions, that leaving just some humanitarian values mean that they are better than the rules of their religion. This actually stands against the idea of a religion, because it takes you down, not taking you up. So simply nothing greater than the idea of your God. We individually or collectively eventually become what the God we believe in makes us. يعني ببساطة كده يا جماعة هقولها in a psychological way, and I love the psychology in this. When I tell any child you are stupid, he will be stupid. When I tell any child that you mean nothing, he will live his life meaningless. But when I tell anyone that you are very good, he will fight to live very good. You understand? So this again, the idea of having God. If I have a good God, I will fight for my whole life to be as good as Him, and I cannot reach His standard. But if there is no God, or the God is very limited, or you know, He is not that good, so you know, I will never be good. Nowadays, we not only have the problem of unbelief, but also that of false belief. Many do not believe in anything, do not believe in the existence of God, but others believe in God who is not God. Also today some people believe that God is unknown and cannot be known. This group called the agnostics. The agnostics, those people who believe that nobody can know, at least can know everything. Nobody can reach the truth. And by saying so, they get out of the subject, you know, as if they are escaping the whole truth. Some other think that He created the world but does not intervene in its affairs. Many people may believe in God the designer, God the beginner of everything, but it stopped at this limit. He had nothing to do more or after this. He just began everything. He just designed, but He stopped at this. They would say that He is like a watchmaker, صَانِعْ سَاعَ, who sets everything going and then abandons it to tick on its own. واحد عمل ساعة والساعة عملت تك تك خلاص, يعني هو ما بلوش دور بعد كده. طبعا التشبيه ده ملوش علاقة بالحياة. Nowadays we not only have the problem of unbelief but also that of false belief. Again, I will tell you, others again argue that different religions all say some correct things. يعني ايه؟ في ناس بتقول كله صح وفي ناس بتقول كله غلط. في ناس عايشة في الدنيا بتقول كله صح. كله صح يعني ايه؟ في ربنا ولا مفيش ربنا؟ يقول لك you have some part of the truth, others have some part of the truth. Let's put together everything. The compromise, you know, ideology. يعني ما تحبوا بعض يعني, ما تحبوا بعض, ما نعمل حاجة بين اليهود والمسلمين والمسيحيين والملحدين ونطلع كده بربنا كده ينفع كل يعني. Millions of people think this way, that you cannot say that I have the truth. This is kind of يعني arrogance or being pride. ليه تقول كده؟ انت مين قال لك ان انت تملك التروث؟ Nobody يعني عنده كل حاجة, يبقى خلينا ناخد partially حتة من كل واحد. What we need to do is to make a synthesis of their views in order to understand him fully. Others claim that God is within themselves and that they know Him at the bottom of their heart in their own individual way. You know, this idea is also vague, is also bizarre. I mean, they believe that God is inside me. I don't need to think of Him. I don't need to pray. I don't need to do any good. He is there. He is inside. I'm God. I'm part of God. And it goes partially with the pantheism. idea that everything is God and God is in everyone and everything, and شوية لخبطة كده مسوحين المسائل على بعض. Some others have a minimalist or even a negative view of God. They think of him as the author of a rule book, as a punisher, as a point scorer, as a sin picker. يعني في ناس شايفة ربنا يعني قلته أحسن بس هو موجود يعني يا إما ماسك عصاية ولازم نسمع الكلام، يا إما قاعد لنا على الوحدة، يا إما ربنا ده يتفنن في العقاب هو المعاقب الأعظم يعني. فدي صورة ربنا عند ناس كتير وعند ديانات كمان. They think of him as an impersonal entity. Some other group may believe in God that there is God but he is not a person, he is not a being, he is just حاجة كده vague. So I cannot talk to him. He is not a person. Nothing called prayer. Prayer means that God is a person. He listens. He can see. I can have a relationship with. But God, in the view of many atheists, is not a person. What about the Christian God? Let's put it this way. You know, the church believes. You can say Bible says, but I better say the church believes. I will ask you a question. Do you think the Bible, the good news, the New Testament is before the church or the church before the Bible? هو مين جه الأول؟ كنيسة ولا الإنجيل؟ دكتورة مجدة ها؟ Church, yes. It's always important to mention that Our Lord Jesus Christ came on earth and made a church. He did not write a book. He did not leave a Bible. No, he made a church. And his church produced the Bible. This does not mean that the Bible is a human made thing. No, it's God's word. But still, through the church. So the church had the power to introduce the truth to the whole world. And this truth was written in the Bible. You got the meaning? عارفين ليه المشكلة دي بقت صعبة أول يومين دول؟ النهاردة الجماعة النقاد الكتاب بيقول لك بص الحرف ده مختلف على الحرف ده والقصة دي مش عارف ايه مش ثابتة والمخطوطة دي مش ثابتة. عارفين the easiest answer is this is simply what our church made. So I believe in my church. يعني ايه؟ طبعا الاجابة دي ما بتعجبش بعض الناس لكن هي the most orthodox answer to the criticism of the Bible. That our church guided by the Holy Spirit made this book authentic. يعني ايه؟ قالت ده قانون ده الصح. خلاص I believe in my church and this is the truth. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ So That's why salvation starts from the church. You are a man of a church, so you go preaching, and whenever it comes to somebody who started to believe, you bring him to the church, and he cannot be saved. He cannot be a Christian without the church. He came through the baptism to be a member of the church, although he did not study the whole Bible yet. فهمت الفكرة؟ لو كان الإنجيل هو أساس الخلاص يبقى ما كانش حد ينفع يبقى مسيحي إلا لما يذاكر الإنجيل كله من الجلدة للجلدة ونمتحنه وياخد فيه دكتوراه. إنما الحقيقة أنا عندي واحد ما بيقراش خالص ما بيعرفش يقرأ، هل ينفع يبقى مسيحي؟ Yes, through the church. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ إذن the church is the place of salvation. It's the extension or the continuity of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. Through him we can reach the kingdom of heaven. I'm not against the power of the Bible, but I want to mention the power of the church. Because this idea is very orthodox. It's not, you know, protestantic. البروتستانت بيقولوا الخلاص بالإنجيل. آمن بالإنجيل تعرف المسيح تخلص. الحياة في الفكر الأرثوذكسي. No. الإنجيل جوه الكنيسة. come into the church, and through the church you can know the truth in the Bible. You will learn the truth from the church, which is written in the Bible. Okay, and by the truth you get the salvation. So that's why we baptize children, although they cannot read the Bible, but they are saved through the church. فعشان كده, it's better to say the church believes, my church, our church, the body of Christ, the kingdom of heaven on earth, which the church believes, the place of the truth. الكنيسة عمود الحق وقاعدته, pillar and base of the truth. يعني الكنيسة هي المسؤولة عن الحق أكثر من الإنجيل. بمعنى الكنيسة هي اللي محافظة على الإنجيل, وهي اللي بتشرح الإنجيل, وهي اللي طلعت الإنجيل, وهي اللي مسؤولة عن الإنجيل لآخر الظهور. والإنجيل أداة الكنيسة في خلاص البشر, بس الكنيسة هي شريكة المسيح في الخلاص. فاهمين اللي بقوله؟ والله صعبة, صعبة شوية ولا ماشية؟ عشان كده واحد من القديسين يقول لا خلاص خارج الكنيسة, ما قالش لا خلاص خارج الإنجيل, لأن الإنجيل كبوك مكتوب, لا في خلاص براه. ممكن ما يبقاش عندك إنجيل في البيت وتدخل السبت, لكن مش ممكن ما يكونش ليك علاقة بالكنيسة كتعليم كأسرار وتقول دخلت السماء. لا, دي فكرة مزيفة. God is the true God who loved us. He is one God. This our belief in the church. The church believes He is three persons and one God. When I say the church believes, it's not, you know, the invention of the church. يعني الكنيسة مش قعدت وألفت ربنا. No. It's the revelation of God which the church received. يعني إيه؟ الحكاية ابتدت من ربنا مش من الكنيسة. Christ himself proclaimed, revealed himself as the Son of God, and the church believed in him. Christ himself showed us that there is a Father in heaven nobody can see, and we believed in God the Father. Christ himself proclaimed the truth that the Holy Spirit, His Spirit, will be given to human beings after having faith and getting the baptism, and we believed. So the church did not invent the idea of the three persons. No, the truth of the three persons of God in one nature was revealed to the church, and the church accepted the truth, believed the truth, and went to proclaim the truth to everyone. فهمتوا الحكاية ماشية ازاي؟ عشان كده لما يجي واحد يقول لي طب اشمعنى ليه ما يكونش اربعة؟ اقول له انت اسمك ايه؟ يقول لي اسمي مثلا جرجس. اقول له ليه ما تكونش يعقوب؟ يقول لي انا جرجس. اقول له خلاص ربنا جي قال انا ربنا. اقول له لا, ليه ما تكونش كذا؟ That's simple. فاهمين ازاي؟ It's a matter of belief. God is saying I am God. Okay? And He proved to be God. He said, I am God. He proved to be God. Then he proclaimed, by the way, there is God the Father who you cannot see, but believe because I see Him. There is God the Spirit. I will give Him to you. So you should believe in Him. So we believed Him. We believed Him. That's why the truth comes by believing. We believe what God proclaimed, what God revealed to human nature. And this is the role of the church. That's why the church is responsible for proclamation or revealing the truth of God. He is three persons in one God. Each person of the Trinity is fully God. By the way, when I say Father God or God the Father and God the Son, I mean concerning the nature, they have the same nature. معلش ركزوا معايا في الحته دي لان بعضكم مش فاهم. When I'm saying human nature, لو انا سالت يا جماعه لا مؤاخذه البني ادم فيكم يرفع ايده, في حد فيكم مش هيرفع ايده؟ اشك. ماشي. انما لو قلت مستر وديد يرفع ايده, فش غير مستر وديد اللي يرفع ايده. بس مستر وديد is a human nature، هو بني آدم، فاهمين ازاي؟ هو رفع ايده في الحالتين. When I'm talking about the nature, there is only one nature for God. واخدين بالكم؟ But when I'm talking about person, there are three persons in God. But they are sharing all the characteristics of the nature. You got it? يعني لو قلت دكتور جورج ومستر وديد، الاثنين بني آدمين، بياكلوا، بيشربوا، بيناموا، بيتولدوا، واخدين بالكم؟ So the characteristics of the nature in both of them, but actually George is different from Wadid as person. You got the idea? So the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit having the same nature, they all are everlasting. They have the same almighty power. Okay? The all wise, the wisest. But the Holy Spirit did not die on the cross. ما ينفعش، ينفع تقول الروح القدس مات على الصليب تبقى بتلخبط. لا، our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, but according to the plan of the Father and the Holy Spirit. واخدين بالكم؟ Can you say that by the Myron I'm taking God the Father inside me? No, you are taking the Holy Spirit, but actually you are taking God. فاهمين ازاي؟ لأن the Holy Spirit is God. فلو قلت ربنا فيا صح، الروح القدس فيا صح. اوكي، لأن الروح القدس ربنا. اوكي، so this is important to understand that we are preaching not a single person God. No, we are preaching one God in three persons, one nature of God. That's why sometimes we can call God is a united God, or a God is the union or unity. Actually, this is the truth. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ said once, "Ana fil ab wal ab fiya." That this means that there is no ab. No, there is God the Father and there is God the Son, and they are distinct persons. But they are one in nature. Let's put in another example. If you are married, according to the sacrament of marriage, the Christian marriage, the word of God say that they are not anymore two, but they are one. Right? بنقول يبقى إيه؟ يكون الاثنان جسدا واحدا، إذا ليس بعد اثنين. Does this mean when two coming to my church to be married, I cannot see after the prayer there is someone disappeared? No, actually هيطلعوا من الكنيسة اثنين، but sacramentally they got the unity. They are not two anymore. They are one in many things. Okay, we cannot see the whole truth in the example of human beings, but you know, we are trying to simplify the truth. خلي بالكم لما بنقول أمثلة، we cannot reach the whole truth of God because God is unlimited, cannot be understood fully. If I say fully, this is not God, because I cannot put my God inside my head. ده مستحيل، يبقى ربنا محدود. إنما I'm just trying to simplify by simple examples we can see. Again, the persons are distinct but never divided. He is the God of love and communion. So our God is love means simply, when I say God is love, it has no meaning before the creation of man, unless inside his nature there are distinct persons who share love together. Again, لو أنا قلت الله محبة، واحد يقول لي ده بقى محبة لما عمل البني آدم، مش هو موجود قبل الإنسان بلا حدود يعني؟ يبقى هو ما مارسش الحب غير لما خلق الإنسان أو خلق الطبيعة، يبقى الصفة دي جدت عليك كده لاهوتين هلوسة. أي صفة تجد على ربنا يبقى ربنا بيتغير، يبقى مش ربنا، عشان تفهموها. So by saying God is love actually, deeply, this means that within his nature, inside him, there are more than one person to share love together. In this case, I can say God is love eternally, everlasting, before man and even if after man. So he did not need man to prove himself as love. No, he was love even before man, because God the Father loved God the Son, and the Son loved the God, and this is the words of the Lord himself. ربنا يسوع قال الآب يحب الابن وقد دفع إليه كل شيء. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ طبعا أنا بكلمكم كلام theologically. We need not to present all these while preaching. You understand? We just have to tell others this is the truth revealed by God to human beings through the church. This is the real God who proved himself as God. And you know, by this truth means that we cannot reach him without love. We need to love each other in order to get him, not to understand him, to be with him. Again, مش هنعرف نوصل لربنا بالفهم لأنه فوق الفهم، لكن نعرف نوصل لربنا بالحب لأنه طبيعته حب. فهمتوا ليه الأطفال أشطر مننا؟ ليه الأطفال في الفكر المسيحي أهم من الكبار؟ لأن الطفل يعرف يحب ما يعرفش يفهم. الكبير للأسف بيستخدم الفهم أكتر من الحب، فبيبعد عن ربنا. عشان كده the simple childish people can know the real God much better than the wisest logic intellectual people, because they do not practice the easy love in their relationships. They practice the logic. They look to others by their mind. They cannot love others easily. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ So by saying God is love, now God is much nearer to the simplest being, human beings, than the wisest one. And this is the truth revealed by him. Again, it's not the invention of the church. It's not an idea made by one of the saints. No, it's the truth. God said so. God made him clear, made himself clear, proclaiming the truth. And we had nothing to do but accepting the truth. Okay, God. Ameen. فهمتوا Ameen يعني إيه؟ Just saying Ameen معناها I believe. Not I understand, because it's not understood. You cannot understand the whole truth, but you can believe. This is our God, who is beyond understanding. He is not against logic or against mind, but he is beyond. God is good, just and merciful. This is the proclamation, the revelation of God. The unity of God distinguishes Christianity from religion that believe in many gods. So, by saying one God in three persons, we are not believing in many gods, different gods. No. In one God, united God, one natured God. But we can see in his nature, inside him, three distinct persons. And it's not easily imagined. This truth we cannot easily imagine. But simply, when I speak to my Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking to God. When I'm saying, I'm praying, I'm talking to God the Father. When I'm saying أيها الملك السماوي المعزي, I'm talking to the God the Spirit. But in all cases I do not focus much on who of God I'm talking to. فهمي ازاي؟ في واحد يقول لك هو انت كده هكلم الاب ولا الابن؟ يا سيدي واحد صدقني ما تقلقش, بس صلي. لو قعدت طول عمرك تقول يا رب يسوع, ما انت ما طلعتش بره الخط, ما هو انت بتكلم يسوع ابن الاب. ولو بتكلم حتى الروح القدس, انت بتكلم روح المسيح. المسيح مش براه, ما بيسيبوش بعض, ما بيطلعوش بره بعض. ادي بقى الفرق بيننا وبين بشر. احنا انا ومراتي, هي موجودة في مكان وانا في مكان, مع اننا واحد في الطبيعة. الله ما فيش كده, واخدين بالكم؟ Christ fills all the spaces God the Father filled all the space, and the Spirit filled all the space. يعني موجود في كل مكان. Isn't it صفات واحدة. The Trinity distinguish it from religions, other religions. The interrelation among the divine persons, usually we say the Father is the origin and the source of divine nature. The Son, the Word, is begotten from the Father. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, emerged from the Father. ولوك تشبيه لسه قريب بتاع إيريناوس من القرن الثاني، واحد من أباء الكنيسة، وهو بيبسط الثالوث. قال إيه؟ قال كيان الله واحد بس عنده اتنين بيتعامل فيهم مع البشر، God the Son, God the Spirit. أي تشبيه مش 100%، أي تشبيه محدش يعتبره equal to the truth. لا، unfair تقول كده. إنما it's just simplification of a higher truth nobody can get in the mind but we can believe in. Okay؟ فبيقول أنا بتعامل معاك بإيدي دي أو إيدي دي. فأنا بتعامل مع الآب من خلال ابنه الوحيد أو روحه القدس، وفعلا لو فكرت فيها دايما التعامل كده. God redeemed me, saved me by his son dying on the cross with the gift of his Holy Spirit. يبقى برضو ايه؟ I got the redemption from God the Father through God the Son and by God the Spirit. I was created from God the Father by the Word, the Logos, God the Son through the Spirit. بالمناسبة ده كان تعبير لكيرلس الكبير، يقول كل حاجة من الأب بالابن في الروح القدس، كان يحفظها للكهنة كده، يقول لهم كل عطية من الأب بالابن في الروح القدس. ولو يعني اتزنقت عاوز تغير حروف الجر هنعديها لك. يعني ايه؟ في الآخر there always kind of sharing in all acts but you cannot say that God the Father was incarnated. No, wait a minute. The Logos got the Son who became man. فهمت الفكرة؟ That's why we differentiate in the persons. Everything the Son does, the Father does in the Holy Spirit. This is another truth which means the same meaning. Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He. I am He. I am one with Him. I am united with the Father. I am He in the nature. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. So when we speak about the divine characteristics, they share the common characteristics. We can see all the divine nature in the three persons: everlasting, limitless, perfect power, perfect wisdom, eternity, holiness, one. Okay, this all shared together. You know, this one diagram may simplify the idea. Still, any simplification or example will not cover the need to understand the nature of God. But if this, you know, triangle made of gold, the nature inside is gold. Okay? So the top angle formed of gold, the nature is gold. The right angle, the spirit, is from gold. And the other angle is gold. Okay, so the nature, the total being, is gold. But we can differentiate three main points. But the nature, the common nature, still one. It's also one example to simplify the truth. I think it's better to stop now to listen to some of the questions concerning the nature of God, the three persons of God, the problems of understanding this truth, and the problems of others in accepting the existence or the nature of God. يلا تفضلوا اللي عنده سؤال او تعليق. تفضلي مونيكا. Okay. Let's imagine a dialogue. Monica بتقول ده كده يصعب المسائل قوي مع الناس الملحدة. احنا كده عقدنا المسائل. No, actually we cannot do except this. I'll tell you why. If I'm going into dialogue with an atheist, and he's saying there is no God, I'm saying there is God, who is God? He might tell me, okay, show me your God. If God is there, he should be seen. I'll tell him, by the way, in my belief, because of your question, my God became man to be seen. Okay? So, the seen God is the Son. He will tell me, if he became man and I could see him, this means heaven is empty now and there is no God there. I'll tell him, no. In my belief, there is God the Father, the source of divine nature, who is always there. But to see him, his logos, his mind, his power, became man so I can see him in the man called Jesus Christ. So actually in Christianity, I can answer all the philosophical questions. If God is there, why cannot I see him? Yes, you can. So is he here or there? He is everywhere. How come he is everywhere and could be seen as limited being? This is the story of incarnation. Christ, being a man, is limited, but in his nature, having the divine nature, he is still unlimited. يعني عاوز أقول إيه يا جماعة؟ قضية التجسد بتحللي تساؤلات ملهاش حل لو ربنا مصمت. مصمت يعني إيه؟ مفهوش تمييز للطبايع. هيقول لي ببساطة، طب هو إزاي يتواصل معايا لو ربنا ده واحد أحد، واحد صحيح؟ First of all, having any number related to God, he is limited. He cannot be God. فهمي إزاي؟ How can you say God equal one and God equal infinity? This is kind of nonsense. So even numbering God, putting one, يعمل لك مشكلة في اللاهوت. So he is not one, he is unity. فهمت الفرق؟ يعني أقصد إيه؟ الله واحد لا تعني في إيمان المسيحي أنه ممكن يبقى واحد وفي اثنين وثلاثة وأربعة وخمسة غيره. لا لا، هو infinity. فما تقدرش تحط infinity equal one. فهمي إزاي؟ يعني حتى رياضيا لها مشاكلها. فاللي بيقول ان ربنا واحد اله مصمت كده، الحقيقة ده يخلي no communication. Being a communicator God, this means he has logos, he had logic. So I'm saying his logos is not different from his being. So I can differentiate in the nature between the source, the main being, and the logos. And being logic, logos, I can communicate. بيكلم معه. فهي حتى على فكرة على مستوى الفلسفة ما فيش حل غير المسيحية لو فكرت فيه. مين عندي سؤال تاني؟ تفضل يا حبيب. We have to differentiate between the nature. Our Lord Jesus Christ having two natures in one person. Again, two natures in one person. The full nature of God, having all the characteristics of God, and the full nature of human being, having all the characteristics of human being except sin, because sin is not in the nature. I mean, sin was not in the human nature. But all the human nature, people like you, eating, drinking, crying, sleeping, dying, so this applies on our Lord Jesus Christ. Beside his characteristic divine nature, he is everlasting, he is almighty, he is, okay? So he had and still have the two natures with all the characteristics in one person. He is always one being, one person. So let me put it this way. الأنبا كرولوس عمود الدين كان عنده أزمة في الحتة دي. في وقت البابا كرولوس الأول there was always a problem and debates about how can the Lord Jesus Christ be God in a minute and be man in another minute. And Saint Cyril kept defending our Orthodox faith. He is always God and he is always man. There is no single minute being only man or God. Layla bin Ula في نهاية الأيوة في نهاية القداس لاهوت لم يفارق ناسوته إيه لحظة ولا طرفة عين. كان يشرح بقى الإنجيل كله بالطريقة دي. يقول لما ربنا يسوع مشي على البحر، مشي على البحر بقوة لاهوته بس برجليه. فمين عاوز يقول إيه؟ رجليه human nature، يمشي على البحر مش حاجة تبع الhuman nature. دخل بيت طبيسه قال لها قومي بلسانه، مسك ايديها بايده بس هي قامت بقوة لاهوته. فاهمين عمال يعمل ايه؟ يقعد يعمل workshops كده، يعني ياخد الانجيل كله بالطريقة دي. كل موقف يثبت لنا ان you cannot split the person Jesus Christ into two. You cannot. By the way, this kind of splitting had done by Nestor. There are many sentences proving that Christ is God, and other sentences against the idea of Jesus as Lord, as God. Same to fikra. Like in our belief, our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, dying as man, but saving human nature in this minute as God. Fahmeen? He is raising from the dead with his body as man, but with the power of divine nature inside him as God. He ascended to heaven by his body, human body, but with the power of his divine nature. فهمتوا الفكرة ماشية ازاي؟ فكل حاجة عملها ربنا يسوع شخص واحد، ما نقدرش نسبليت خالص. نعم. Okay. Yes, wait a minute. Any kind of change goes with the human nature, but there is never any change within the divine nature. يعني لو قلت ربنا بيتغير وقعت منه صفة الربنا دي، ربنا متغيرش، إنما الإنسان قابل للتغير. واخد بالك؟ So when the Lord Jesus Christ had the human nature and made it part of his person, okay? So a human side يعني من ناحية إنسانيته يتولد يكبر يموت يقوم يبقى upgraded to the enlightened nature of human bodies. كل ده يحصل، لكن كل divine nature all through the story never changes. فاهم الفكرة؟ يعني هنا ايه، مفيش اي تغيير بيحصل في طبيعته كإله، لكن في الطبيعة الإنسانية قابلة للنمو والتغيير. ومن هنا بنقول ان يسوع كان بيكبر انسانيا، كان بيجوع انسانيا، كان بيصوم انسانيا، كان بيعيط انسانيا، مات فعلا انسانيا. يا من ذاق الموت انسانيا بالجسد عند صعودك الى السماوات جسديا، يعني من ناحية جسدك. لكن we cannot say God, only God ascended to heaven. This is not accepted theologically. How come God, who is everywhere, ascended? What does this mean? But because God is incarnate, يعني دلوقتي هو مع طبيعة بشرية، طبيعي من ناحية إنسانيته يصعد، فاهمين؟ So the act of ascension related to the human nature, but with the power of divine nature. Okay? No, that's why we call it the Apostolic Catholic Orthodox Church. We do not mean Mary Morris. We do not mean the Egyptian Church. We mean the early church made by the hands of the Lord through the apostles. Because the apostles were the pillars of the faith. واخد بالك؟ عشان كده احنا بنقول كنيسة رسولية، وبالتالي كاثوليك يعني kind of gathering all the world inside herself، جامعة. We call it انجيلية means on biblical truth. Nowadays you can say that we refer both to the church and the Bible. When the church, when it comes to any kind of deviation within the church, the Bible stands against any deviation of the truth. If there is any kind of deviation inside the Bible, the true church will stand against any heresy. فهمت الفكرة؟ So دلوقتي في double control. هي هي كلمة أقنوم أدق، كلمة person not very much accurate in defining the Greek word of hypostasis. ساعات يكتبوها hypostasis، لكن in the meaning hypostasis it's not أوي حتة أقنوم. بدليل إيه؟ حتة person. يعني لما أنا بشبهها مثلا أقول سامي، أنا شايفه مش شايف عقله، بس هو لما بيكلم بيكلم عقله ومش شايف روحه، بس سامي عايش. فسامي على بعضه بروحه بعقله كيان واحد، ان مفيش اي علاقة بيني وبين سامي لو هو مش عايش من غير روح، ولو هو معندوش مخ. الحمد لله سامي عنده مخ. اوكي، سامي لما بيكتب كتاب مخه اللي كتب، بس ما نقدرش اطلع سامي من الموضوع، مخه مش شغال لوحده. يعني حتى وانا بقول كده، كلمة ان انا اقول عقل سامي distinct person مش دقيقة. فاهم الفكرة؟ روح سامي distinct person مش دقيقة، انما في الاقنوم تبقى دقيقة. يعني اقنوم يعني كيان ممكن اميزه منفصل، لكن هو في الحقيقة يعني لا تقوم به. يعني سامي من غير mind، من غير روح، ما يبقاش سامي. ادي معنى كلمة hypostasis، فهي ادق شوية من كلمة person. But there is no word in English can tell what kind of أقنوم دي. فهم ازاي؟ That's why it's a... By the way، كلمة أقنوم ما جاتش في الإنجيل، but the revelation was most يعني more simple. I am God، the Lord said so. There is God the Father you cannot see، but He is always there. He loved you، He sent me، and I'm going to give you my spirit، the Holy Spirit، the real God. لكن ما جابش كلمة أقنوم. فهمتوا الفكرة؟ يعني ربنا يسوع لما كان بيحكي عن الآب والروح القدس عمره ما استخدم أقنوم، ولا حتى استخدم ثلاثة. فاهمين الفكرة؟ إذا الموضوع مش equation، مش أرقام، مش philosophical، it's kind of truth. فاهمين إزاي؟ لما عدت أدرس إنجيل يوحنا اكتشفت أنه عمر ما المسيح شرح الثالوث بطريقة حسابية أو عقلانية أو فلسفية. هو فضل طول الإنجيل بيقول أبويا وروحي وأنا. إنجيل يوحنا 22-21 إصحاح عمال يقول أبويا في السماء، مش شايفينه بس أبويا بحبكم، أبويا بعتني، أنا وأبويا واحد، وأنا ربنا وروحي هتبقى فيكم. وطول الإنجيل عمال يحكي في الثلاثة. This is the truth. الموضوع مش equation، مش فلسفة، مش حساب، مش هي دي بقى القضية. Again God is love. The simplest truth is God is love. Just go to God through love. That's the simplest way. حب الناس تعرف ربنا. وعشان ربنا إله الحب هو شخص، لأنه حب من غير شخص ده كلام نظري ما ينفعش. برضو ولا مساوي ولا واحد دقيق. ما المشكلة في اللغات دايما لما بنقول مساوي للآب البعض يفتكرهم اثنين منفصلين equal، فلخبط الدنيا. هما مش منفصلين. وساعات لما أقول واحد البعض يفهمها ان في واحد اتلغى، برضو ما اتلغاش. فهمت الفكرة؟ عشان كده في اليوناني في بدقة من نفس جوهر الآب، مش مساوي للآب في الجوهر ولا واحد مع الآب في الجوهر، هي من نفس جوهر الآب أدق. بس احنا لما نقولها واحد أو مساوي ما فيش مشكلة طالما فاهمها صح. لو قلت مساوي للآب في الجوهر وأنا فاهم إن هما ما انفصلوش، أنا بس بأكد على لاهوت المسيح زي لاهوت الآب، أو قلت واحد مع الآب وأنا متأكد إن الآب ما تلغاش ولا الابن تلغى، خلاص يبقى أنا فاهمها صح. أنا معاك عشان بيتقدم بطريقة، عشان بيتقدم طريقة لوجيك، طريقة عقلانية، طريقة رقمية، الحقيقة أنا آخر موضوع أتكلم فيه الثالوث مع أي واحد ملحد. أتكلم عن loving God، أتكلم عن ربنا يسوع، لكن هو لازم الكلام هياخدني يعني يسوع ربنا. طب ربنا بقى محدود، هتلاقيني وصلت لوحدي لحقيقة الثالوث. لا، عشان شغلوا دماغهم زيادة، واخد بالك؟ لأنه هي دي فكرة بقى الطيب البسيط اللي ربنا بيقول له أنا ربنا، يقول له يا أنت جيت الحمد لله على السلام، بقت سمبل، كنا مستنينك من بدري، ما تفلسفش كتير. إنما ربنا يجي يقول لك أنا ربنا، تحط رجل على رجل وتقول له بتاع إيه بقى أنت ربنا؟ هي بالظبط كده، دول الحكماء والفهماء. Homework: define the steps of repentance from Luke chapter 10 through chapter 17. يعني حاول تطلع خطوات التوبة من لقى 10 لغاية لقى 17. الهومورك اللي فات أشعية من 40 لغاية 58 God's promises. By the way، احنا مش كل اسبوع واجد، فالمفروض يعني تجتهدوا شوية. النيو كامرز اسبوع باسبوع في واجد، فانتوا اخف شوية عليكم، المفروض تعملوا الواجب.